look at the latest with the FBI here, and it ties in the Southern Poverty Law Center and more indictments against them yesterday. We'll come back and go to your phone calls on the Israel-U.S. break and the war and the big developments there. But first, John Bowne's new report.
Freshly declassified documents by the White House Government Transparency Task Force detail the secret counterintelligence FBI operation known as Round River. Beginning around December 2019, analysts with the Foreign Influence Task Force on Russia pulled together earlier reports from confidential sources about the Biden family's links to Burisma, Hunter Biden, Mykola Zlochevsky, and the rest of the Ukraine situation. Then they stamped that material as Russian disinformation.
Well, what we definitely know is that Trump and Vladimir Putin actually have a few things in common when it comes to the media. Both of them happen to be propaganda machines. They spread misinformation, disinformation, and sow divisions in the United States. That's Russia's mission, we know, from the intelligence community. And Donald Trump has proven himself to be a tool, a Russian tool, for spreading that misinformation and disinformation.
Whether President Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia.
Whether the president was secretly working with Russia against America.
Whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of the Russians.
Whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia.
Whether President Trump was working on behalf of Russia.
Whether President Trump was working on Russia's behalf.
Whether the sitting president was secretly working for Russia.
Whether President Trump was working for Russia from the Oval Office.
A 2025 ODNI summary says the team did it without first checking whether any of those claims were even true. In some cases, they even went back and changed the source files to match the new label. The records show at least 14 confidential human sources gave the FBI derogatory information on Joe Biden. A spreadsheet from the intelligence files split people into two groups. Republicans like Bill Barr, Mike Pompeo, Chuck Grassley, Ron Johnson, Lindsey Graham, Devin Nunes, and Jim Jordan got listed as conduits of Russian disinformation. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Barack Obama, and George Soros got listed as targets. And the Foreign Influence Task Force signed off on those labels.
How many companies other than Burisma did the Obama-Biden State Department prepare you to give answers for? And if so, if there were others, which ones?
I just don't recall.
What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board.
Why was it you found the allegations against Joe Biden related to his son or Burisma not to be believed?
Simply because I've known former Vice President Biden for a long time. I know how he respects his duties of higher office, and it's just not credible to me that a vice president of the United States is going to do anything other than act as how he sees best for the national interest.
40 FBI informants have been feeding the Bureau exactly what Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden have been doing all over the world. Primetime isn't sure the FBI had this many informants working on the Trump campaign. So, what does it mean that the FBI has had the Biden family wired? And what does it mean that the FBI hasn't done a thing? Well, it tells me that the FBI knows all of the president's dirty laundry and is blackmailing him. Because Senator Grassley also revealed that multiple FBI field offices tried to run this criminal information back to headquarters and were blocked at every corner.
FBI Director Kash Patel confirmed in a letter to the task force that he shut down the Foreign Influence Task Force after he took over. He said the Bureau is now investigating what the task force did, including whether it used the Round River work to zero in only on the Biden-related sources. Patel also noted that they found at least 53 relevant sources overall and are getting ready to release the reporting from all of them. An operation that adds more fuel to a raging fire, revealing outright illegitimate use of government power that shielded one side from scrutiny ahead of the debacle we now know as the 2020 election. John Bowne reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy 1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Anybody that's not hiding under a rock knows that I pride myself on doing my homework and knowing what the hell I talk about. And when it comes to geopolitics, I have done a lot of research on every region of the world. I'm particularly an expert on CONUS, on Europe, on the Middle East, and on the South China Sea. But, I mean, I've done a lot of research on South America, everything. I mean, I've done a lot of research. I love it. I'm addicted to it. And how they all – I'm into sociology and anthropology and how all these systems fit together. And I understand the ingredients that went into Trump striking Iran and getting drug into this. He's a boomer. He was brought up like all the boomers to love Israel. I was brought up that Israel was great. My parents weren't Christian Zionists, but they were like, you know, they're not perfect, but, you know, they're not the Muslims, and the Muslims want to take over, and it's in their Quran, and that was all true. And then I also saw people always attacking Israel and Jews and ascribing everything bad in the world to them, and I knew that wasn't true. But Israel, under its leadership of Netanyahu for 25, 26 years, is pure evil. And it's a whole show, and I've written books and made films about 9/11, and Israel was a co-partner with U.S. neocons in orchestrating and engineering and greenlighting all of that. And so the new danger with Trump really pulling back, because he doesn't want to sacrifice the world economy and everything on the altar of Israel's expansion, and he now understands that the EU and the globalists and BlackRock are behind it at one level to create a global depression, Trump is legitimately behind the scenes trying to be able to declare victory, but get an off-ramp to this. And so they came out, you put the headlines up today, it's everywhere, Bessent, show the Drudge headline, Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, put in charge, new policy. We're going to end military action and just use sanctions, and that means siege, against them. Well, that's the original Trump policy that Joe Kent talked about in our interview this Saturday that I did at Dallas at that debate that hasn't aired yet with the neocons. And he explained, he goes, this is the Pentagon reports. You've seen the declassified ones. I'm just telling you, I'm not a genius. I'm telling you what is the known, understanded knowledge. Understand a new word. Understood knowledge. And so that's where we are right now. You can just go to search engine and type in Bessent put in charge, and it'll pull the article up. Everybody knows it. It's all been announced everywhere. But I must show you. Here, I'll do it on my phone. I must show you. I can't just tell you that the Treasury Secretary's policy on the war has now been adopted by Trump. I will show you. I will show you. It's just the way it is. It's going to happen. Doesn't matter how many hours it takes. Doesn't matter how many years. Doesn't matter, you know, what it is. I had it in my stack. I can't find it. Trump orders Bessent to cripple Iran's economy, reluctant to resume all-out offensive. The U.S. president is turning to his Treasury Secretary to bring the regime to heel. Well, that's the same policy that was working that the Pentagon advised Trump to do. So without Trump admitting strategic defeat, without Trump admitting Israel conned him and he was wrong, he is now going back to the original policy. And you see that in action, not shipping missiles to the Middle East, not shipping missiles to Ukraine, the defense missiles saying it's over, stop it, and saying Israel, stop attacking Lebanon, or we're going to let Syria come in with Al-Qaeda, who just did a defense deal with the Russians, and you guys can have your new war there, a three-front war, three-group war, the Hezbollah, the Iranians, the Al-Qaeda out of Syria, and the Israelis. So this is a big deal. And when you have the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, and AP and Reuters all run the headline, wouldn't you ever think you'd read this? Settler siege of Palestinian, Christian homes, in West Bank, a horrific act of terror, U.S. ambassador says. And he said of the Christians, the AP won't even say Christians. But the point is, this was directed out of Axios as the leak. This was directed, Huckabee put out the statement after the leak came out. Israeli army surrounds last Christian town in West Bank, London Telegraph. U.S. orders Israel to keep its word on Lebanon, Axios. The United States expects all parties to act in a manner. This was given by the White House to Axios. The United States expects all parties to act in a manner consistent with the framework they agreed to, and Israel clearly stated that it has no territorial ambitions in Lebanon. A permanent military presence in South Lebanon is not consistent with the commitments made in the framework or the long-term peace and security of both states, State Department officials said. Major break. U.S. pushes back on CAT, says IDF will not withdraw from security zone in southern Lebanon. An official clarified that from Washington's perspective, a permanent Israeli military presence in southern Lebanon is inconsistent with the commitments made under the understandings. And you've got Ben-Gavir and Smotrich and all of them running around saying, we're taking all of Lebanon and we're going to burn it all, both Christian and Muslim, to piss off the Iranians and keep them there. Then I thought I'd show you, before we go to your calls, some past Trump Truth Socials. This is 6/14/26. And he goes on to say, stop it now. This is terrible. You're killing the peace deal. Israel, stop it. We got more of Trump saying, enough is enough. The USA will get all nuclear dust created by our great B-2 bombers. No money will exchange hands in any shape or form. The deal is in no way subject to Lebanon either. But the USA will separately work with Lebanon and a deal with Hezbollah situation in an appropriate manner. Israel will not be bombing Lebanon any longer. They are prohibited from doing so by the USA. Enough is enough. Thank you, President Trump. 4/17/26. Israel hit them with the biggest attacks like 20 hours later, less than a day later. You're like, well, Trump did this before then, so this time isn't real either. They don't have AP and Reuters saying Israel's committing horrible terror attacks on Christians. They don't have public headlines everywhere saying Israel stopped doing it. You have the Pentagon coming out saying Israel's the number one threat to our national security in a defense intelligence release. And it goes on from there. And then Trump saying, we're done with military action. It's going to be sanctions now. And that gives Iran now room to come in with a real negotiation. It's what they wanted, was a promise of a military end. And that doesn't mean that Israel isn't going to attack Egypt or something like we know has already happened and blame it on Iran. That doesn't mean a nuke might not go off in Tel Aviv, for God's sakes. I mean, Israel will double down. They've shown that. The chutzpah here, you got to carry these balls around with wheelbarrows. Nobody will deny that Israel's competent, focused, driven. Nobody's going to take it away, man. As the Legion of Doom, you become Lex Luthor and all you guys are some really, really bad hombres. Nobody's saying you aren't meaner than hell and double dealing as crooked as a dog's back leg and didn't buy off our government and didn't, boy, you sure showed you got the big ding dongs. But it's running into a brick wall like the Moby song. Oh, it's so great. Oh, I stand in line for this. Oh, it's so wonderful until it all falls apart like it always does. So this is the biggest movements we've seen, and this is not cosmetic. Because most of this is diplomatic and is all augmented. And I just know the cut of this. I know the signature of it. I said months ago, oh, Israel just sabotaged this. This is Trump beginning to put down Israel and blame them for the disaster. So he has an off-ramp. Sure, they deserve it, but he deserves it too for buying into it. I don't expect this to end now. Now I'm telling you, on this track, this is going to end. Again, cut off the missiles to Israel. That's been done. Cut off the missiles to Ukraine. That's been done. You want to end the war with Russia? Just cut their weapons off. Russia's ready to make a deal. The point is, how do you know that? You want another 10-hour rant? You know, the Pentagon, with its actual assessments, is extremely accurate. The Pentagon knows we started this fight with Russia. Pentagon knows we encircled them. Pentagon knows Russia has more land and resources it can deal with. Pentagon knows Russia wants to come work with us and sell us all the rare earth minerals and wants to get in bed with us. The smart move would cut Russia off from China. That was always our policy. How's it been working out now, driving them together? You know, when you don't want war with Russia, they call you a Russian agent. Well, you people for the war with Russia are an agent of killing the dollar and an agent of ruining our future and maybe giving us a nuclear war. You aren't serious. You don't study history. You don't know what you're talking about. We've been proven right on everything. You've been proven wrong on everything. Those of you out there pushing this crap. I debated four big neocon brains last weekend. And by halfway through, they said, you're right, the war's wrong, but we shouldn't hate Republicans and Trump, and the Democrats are more dangerous. And I'm like, domestically, they are. Nobody's saying we don't wish Trump had done better. Nobody's saying we don't want Trump to succeed. They're like, okay, well, then let's work together. They can't even debate this. You certainly can't debate it. Those of you out there saying we're wrong. This isn't like Afghanistan or Iraq where we're just running around getting troops killed and expending munitions for the military-industrial complex to make money. This was never done by previous presidents because the Pentagon said it's not going to work. So you can debate whether the war's right or wrong till the cows come home. If something ain't gonna work, you don't do it even if you're for it. That's why I use the Deepwater Horizon example all the time. I got plenty of other analogies. But the engineer said, if you don't put concrete into this hole and we hit a big gas deposit, which we believe is the biggest ever found there, it's going to blow up. And they said, do it or you're fired. Okay, we'll do it. Boom, blows up. I mean, it's the same thing. It's not going to work. Do you even know how the Iranian government's set up? It's set up in cells. They got stronger when we killed their mullah. Anybody that has a brain knows that. That's why Israel did it, because they wanted a protracted war to get all the Arabs fighting with each other to weaken the entire region, and Israel bragged about that and said they'll use it as a distraction to grab Lebanon and Syria territory. And now the al-Qaeda leader we put in under Biden just ran off and made a defense weapons deal with the Russians, and the Russians are back in Syria. And now there's all these alliances with Syria and Turkey and Pakistan under a nuclear umbrella. Israel, boy, you were running the tables, weren't you? Everything was going your way until you went too far. What did Michael Savage say like 10 months ago talking to top generals, former Mossad heads? I mean, he's dialed into those guys. He's an America First guy, but, you know, he likes Israel. He's Jewish, really smart guy. He said, no, the consensus is Israel's got enough. It's gone too far. Stop now or we'll be destroyed down the road. Was Michael Savage? You think he works for Qatar? Think he works for Iran? No, he understands that. He understands the biggest enemy of Israel and Jews is Netanyahu. And he's going to get all us killed. And then he's trying to take over the Pentagon? Hell, you already pretty much run it in Congress. Now you got to officially do it? And then you're all full of chutzpah and nuclear weapons? I don't want you destroyed regardless, but now certainly you're in real danger of getting destroyed, and you're going to get us all destroyed. You're crazy! I mean, look at these lunatics. Oh, my God, help us. Oh, my God. And you've succeeded in making the psychotic mullahs look like good guys. Great. Fabulous job. Iran has super high approval rates worldwide. You have the worst. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. I apologize. Oh, goody, goody gun drops. I'm very happy about this, but I can think, will our little Israeli friends now stop? No. So I asked the callers, what are they going to do? And I've got a good idea. Massive cyber attack, knocking out half the electricity in the U.S., blame it on Iran. Maybe a nuke in New York, maybe D.C., or maybe just a dirty bomb. Maybe they nuke Tel Aviv or something. I mean, you already have Israeli ministers on TV saying, when the Iranians shoot missiles, we should blow up Al-Aqsa Mosque and blame it on them and cause an Arab civil war. Yeah. That's psychotic. You think the Arabs are really going to think the Iranians blow up Al-Aqsa Mosque? By the way, if you were going to do that, why would you say it on national Israeli TV? I used to watch like cartoons and movies about superheroes. By the time I had about 10, though, real history was too cool, so I stopped doing it. But, you know, I've got kids now. Three of them are grown. I've watched a lot of Megamind and funny movies, and there's a lot of, you know, great stuff, Pixar, you name it. And you sit there and you watch the mastermind criminal monologue while they have the good guy tied up about to kill him. And I used to be a kid, and I'd say, if I was the bad guy and I had the guy that I barely beat, I'd just kill him as soon as I could. I'd, you know, in my sights, boom, you're done. I'm not, like, monologuing. I'm not, like, bragging about it. But then I studied criminology more and looked at history. And the truth is about criminals, they come in all shapes and sizes and races and religions, is they do love to brag. That's number one in criminology. And they love to monologue. And so you've got all these Israeli psychotics monologuing about their master plan and how stupid we are. Well, what happens when the world isn't, not stupid, but distracted, and starts actually reading what you've said and what you've done, and then everybody turns against you? And now we have to have this giant confrontation that you've set up where everyone against you is Hitler and you're the good guys and you're Captain America and we're all Red Skull. And you just think because World War II, despite giant sacrifice, quote, went your way, now you're doing it again? Rolling the dice with that? Except you don't have Hitler running around like a wind-up toy to do your bidding this time. Oh, you don't control a wind-up toy. You don't run the wind-up toy. But you wind it up. Like the Rothschild banks did. Wind it up. Turn it loose. No, thank you. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Sergeant, Jimmy, Jeremy, Baker, Matt, Pete, Matt, others. Let's go ahead and go to Sergeant in Texas on the Israel breakaway. Tell us what that means. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's great to talk to you again. Hey, man, I think that this is pivotal for end time prophecy. You know, the book of Daniel and Jesus even said himself that the world would be set against Israel in a war, which is why the treaty would need to be signed with Israel to bring the 7 years of peace before Armageddon. And Alex, you said it years ago, man, and you woke me up to a certain point in the Bible that you said it clear as day and very matter of fact that before all this stuff happens, man, the Christian church gets wiped off the face of the planet. And I actually had to go to the Bible and check that out. And dude, you're 100% right. And what Israel is doing right now is positioning those pieces, like I said, for everybody to war against them and they wipe out the Christian church. To set up the abomination of desolation in the temple, which, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that whole thing, that trying to get that moving. And I would just say to the Christians out there, man, keep your sword sheathed. Those who endure unto the end will be given the morning star. And unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. We are meant to be bled out, man. That's how we get our morning star in eternity. So, Alex, I say that all this is going as planned, man, and Israel doesn't know it, and we don't know it. Israel won't be destroyed, but they will eventually turn to Christ in the final days before it's all said and done.
Well, I mean, it says the Antichrist wages war against the saints and overcomes them. So
yes,
how are we
that.
All being raptured out if it wages war against us and overcomes us? But that's,
you know, that's
up to halftime, though, folks. That's not the second half.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right, sir.
Then you've got the witnesses resurrected, and the whole, then it's the biggest revival you've ever seen.
Yes, sir. We won't be raptured out. That's a lie. We will. Those who are left behind will endure the tribulation that has to make their robes white. They have to get their robes white, and the way they make their robes white is through the tribulation, through the great bleeding out of the saints. So all of that stuff is further on down the road. They're just positioning the pieces to make that war that they have to sign that treaty for beforehand.
Absolutely. And the occultists say they're setting it up for the end of the world, but they believe the devil will win. So the Muslims think they're making the Messiah come. The Jews think it. The Christian Zionists think it. And it's like folly that you're going to make God do what you want. You're going to make the Messiah come. There's all these top rabbis in videos in Hebrew and English telling Netanyahu, you got to expand wars. You got to make the Messiah come. He's like, we're working on it. Imagine the delusion that you are going to make God do something. You can ask God, and if it's in God's alignment and you and God thinks it's the right thing, then God will grant prayers, but you're going to make God do something? That is the most arrogant thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, sir. Their father is Satan because they do his works for him. Their father is not the one sitting on the throne in heaven, the Alpha and the Omega, the Ancient of Days, man. And I just say, keep pressing on, sir. You are the standard being lifted up against the flood of evil entering this world, man. And I join arms with you. I'm going to go to the Alex Jones store, buy some of that triiodine and ultramethylene blue, sir.
Thank you. We need the funds. We're ready to. We've got everything ready. We're winning the legal battles. It's not in the news as we're winning. We've got all this incredible stuff ready to announce. But I'm literally sitting there. It's like having a beautiful field with sunshine and rain, and we don't have seeds to plant. We're just maxed out, literally enough money coming in to operate. And we have these incredible products that are so good. And I mean, I swear, strike me down by a bolt of lightning if I'm making this up. We need the funds. Plus, the products are incredible. I mean, our methylene blue is medical grade. It's the best. The best bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot a year. It's all there. A lot of cool specialty items like this little fanny pack that would normally be like $60-$70. It's $39 with six free patches, Betsy Ross flag, Gadsden flag, you know, all of it. Just fun. It's cool. My only problem is they always get a limited number of these. There's only a couple thousand. And then we've got this cool cooler that's all murdered out. It's an Alex Jones Live cooler, free with every order of $100 or more. Today and tomorrow, the last days, every month, there's a week period where you get put at 100X for every dollar you spend in the store for the sweepstakes for the two super off-road vehicles. One's a Dodge, one's a Ford. But there's this 1 week period where one offer is about to end, a new offer is about to begin, that you get a chance. That's why sweepstakes work, to win both vehicles, $20,000 cash. You got to tomorrow night at midnight Central Time to do that. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And yeah, man, I got big plans. We've already done big things, but I need the funds. My goodness. It's that simple. Just commit to support the broadcast. Get some great product at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's a win-win for everybody. Only way we lose if you don't take action.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll send you some methylene blue, and if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone, raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks, and ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula If you're looking for something like Supermeal Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, an absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the methylene blue inside the tallow, incredible antioxidant, methylene blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form, the creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD, we've got the Methyl Drive, we've got the MK Ultra, we've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Yet, but when you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. No matter how good the call is, I'm going to give everybody about 90 seconds so we can just get your point out about what I've covered, what's happening. There's no doubt the U.S. is making a public and behind-the-scenes break with Israel. Trump is trying to off-ramp this. He's not sending missiles to Israel and now to Ukraine. It's a big deal. They're putting out articles everywhere, really going after Netanyahu and Israel. Netanyahu's big buddy, his ambassador to the U.S., is calling Israel's attack and killing of the last Christian ancient village that's 2,000 plus years old in the West Bank, horrific act of terror. That's AP reporting that. I mean, this is a big deal. And it's good. And we can try to shut this down and move on. And then Israel won't be the center of the universe with all the problems that come with that with everybody. It doesn't mean the Middle East will be fixed, but this is a disaster right now. Let's go to Jeremy in FEMA Region 5 on this subject. Thanks for calling.
Alex Jones, nothing but love, brother.
Love you, brother. Go ahead.
So what we have here is now we're going to be dealing with a cornered rat in a do-or-die situation, so nothing is off the table. We have false flags, cyber attacks, Samson option. I mean, Mossad has their agents sprinkled throughout every department, every agency of our government. So the stuff that they can pull and that they're going to pull, because they hate us, and we know that, and we've been fed a lie our whole life that through the Schofield Bible that we're supposed to support Israel no matter what, and you and I both know that it's not no matter what. You know, if they're following the ways of God, then yeah, they're our brothers, but they're not. They're walking in the Antichrist spirit, like the previous caller just said. So nothing is off the table. Nothing.
Well, I mean, I want to be fair here for my study. I don't think all of Israel hates the West or hates America or thinks it's the new Rome, but definitely the people running Israel admit, I mean, Netanyahu, we've done documentaries on it, says you're the new Rome and you're going to get it. And it's just an excuse. Like, what do I have to do with Titus sacking Jerusalem 2,000 years ago? But in this whacked out world, that is the excuse that these guys engage in. And, you know, the Muslims say they're allowed to rule the world because they're Quran. And it's just a bunch of crazy cults out of control.
100%. And this goes back to the Bible, back to the garden, where Satan hates us. And so he'll use whatever tool he can to destroy humanity. He'll pit brother against brother, Cain versus Abel, Muslim against, you know, Jew against Christian, Muslim against Christian, whatever it takes to destroy humanity. That's the ultimate goal.
I appreciate your call. I mean, definitely we're not out of the woods yet, because Trump's trying this. This is real. I see all the signs there. I mean, just the things he's saying, the things they're doing, not sending the missiles, making these statements. Definitely Israel's been sabotaging the peace deal. And Trump's been double dealing on this because he's looking for a deal. But Israel is not going to give up. People running it are not going to give up. And we better have a debate about that right now. I mean, will they kill Trump and say Iran did it? That'd be a perfect false flag. That's another one. Not just a nuke or a cyber attack. We got to talk about that. And Trump's teed himself up for that. If I get killed, destroy Iran. And Iran has teed itself up saying, yeah, we might try to kill him. And who knows, they might try. I mean, it is the mullahs aren't angel cakes either. Baker in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yo, listen, when this war cracked off, I made the analogy that he's kind of having a Skywalker moment. And, you know, you got to remember that at the end of this, Vader does still fulfill the prophecy. He's looking at the emperor, he's looking at Luke. Like, America is Luke right now, dying. His legacy is just getting zapped, and he's still the one person that can still throw him down the reactor shaft. And I know that's like a stupid analogy, but the way that I see it is that, you know, we spent so much time and we went to bat so hard for this dude and for this movement against the left, and there was this weird cloud hanging over everything. And I think he realizes that it's just like all of the Americanism and the patriotism is, you know, everything. Harrison made this good point. It just feels dead. It just felt like not real. And so I think Trump is like looking at what's going on, and he's still going to be the one to do it. And I want to say this, you know, to all the people that called us traitors and all this, said this crazy stuff. And it's like, I get it. We established that we're in this battle against the left who lie about history, who lie about colonialism to justify their hate. And, you know, I was looking at the Young Turks page, and because they've been bringing on Joe Kent a lot, and they were, and, you know, we're all kind of buddy-buddy about this Israel thing and all that, because it's, you know, it's a real thing. But then I looked at all their other videos and I realized, man, these people are villains. These people are disgusting. But the problem is that the white pillars, they all did, or the people who called this traitors, they just went along with this because they, you know, it wasn't sophisticated enough. And so what I want to say is that, you know, Trump, just, you have to follow through with this. Otherwise your legacy's over, dude. And it's not about you. It's what you represented for America. So, you know, thank you everyone for supporting.
And I mean, I agree. I mean, I agree with you. And it's not that Trump's perfect by any, but he does care about his legacy. And he said months ago, everybody hates you, Netanyahu. Everybody hates Israel because you now. You're lucky I'm supporting you. Quit trying to manipulate me. They just keep doing it. So he's looking for an off ramp. It doesn't mean we're there yet. But these new moves, having Huckabee say, quote, Israel is committing horrific acts of terror, close quote, and U.S. saying, we order you to stop attacking Lebanon now, and all this other stuff coming out. Okay, we're done with war. Now we're going to economic pressure. That's the off-ramp, which we were saying he should do. That is very serious. And so we should really expect some fireworks now out of Netanyahu. I don't see any way Netanyahu backs down. I'm concerned they're going to kill Trump and blame Iran. What do you think?
This is the thing, though. If they do that, it's at a point of no return because, and this is what worries me about the white pills. Oh, you're all traitors in this, is that if this does get serious with a terrorist attack, they're going to go, well, you support terrorism. Oh, look, they're attacking us. And listen, the emperor is truly evil. Vader never was. He was just seduced. So the Huckabees and the Trumps and all these people who went along with this, they have a chance to just, you know what, say, screw this. I'm going all in. And I hope they have that moment. And so.
Well, let's remember Trump should be supporting Netanyahu's opposition. Okay. Not everybody in Israel is for this. It doesn't mean they're angels. It just means they understand that second, third, fourth order, this is really dangerous. This is crazy. Thanks for the call. All right, up next, let's go to Daniel and Mass. You're on the air on The War. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
What's up, brother? Long-time listener. Appreciate everything you do. You woke me up to everything. But I do have some concerns, and not just with you, but also all the callers. It's like we're hooked on to a permanent copium tank. How many times have we heard this before? How many times has Trump told, has this been leaked out? Oh, man, yeah, who he's, you know, this, that, and the other. And then what happens? Excuse my French. Does whatever he wants. Now, this time, we're not sending them weapons. We're not. And then Ukraine, this, that, and the other. Do you really think they've been cooking this up for over 40 years? Okay. Iran is their last sort of power that's standing up to them in the Middle East. You really think after all the money spent, after all these wars, they're just going to lift up their hands and walk away and, all right, Mr. Trump, this is it. Yeah. This time we're, you know, all right, what we get? No. No, it's not going to happen. Something's going to happen. World Jewry is going to get what they want. It's been that way for centuries. They've subverted many, many governments in the past to get their ways. It is their way, the way of deception. It's literally the IDF's motto.
That's the Mossad's motto. So let me just say this. I'm not naive, and I'm not saying everything's fixed, but I can tell you at the Pentagon and other places, the vast majority are against this war and against what's happening. Israel has bit off more than it can chew. Netanyahu has major opposition. So I'm simply saying we should continue to criticize this, the NDAA takeover, and what's happening, and push for this to be shut down, just like the Russia war. Just because I'm here being optimistic about some good developments and saying we should expand on that doesn't mean that I think everything is great. I mean, should we just go off the air and just give up? I mean, what are you saying?
No, I'm not. I appreciate, you know, plenty of, you know, quote unquote black pillars, this, that, and the other, but it's just, we just have to be realistic. When we say we have to keep put pressure on, we have to put pressure. When you say we are nothing to Trump. We are a mere peasant who got him into the office. He got what he wanted from us. Okay. We didn't fill his bank account. We didn't make him rich. Okay. So he does not give a rat's ass what we want. We cannot, as a people, you know, when you say we got to keep putting pressure, who is we, like what? Well, are we going to?
So, I mean, I'm just hearing that you're demoralized. Listen, we're reaching millions of people right now. Well, tell us what we should do then. I said, should we just go off the air and just give up? Or, I mean, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is that our forefathers warned us of this in the past, okay, of foreign entanglement. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
I know. So we're here trying to get out of the foreign entanglement. And so I'm trying to ask what you're saying.
Only one way out of it, okay, without Fed posting, there's only one way out of this. We are not voting our way out of it. It is not happening.
Oh, so you want a violent revolution?
No,
that's not what I want. That's not what any of us want. And also, one more thing to add to the thing is, you know, you're a very educated man, and I know that. But as far as history goes, and World War II, and Hitler and all that, you are very, very uneducated on this subject. I notice every time you go to, you know, to demonize Netanyahu is like today's Hitler. Now, why would you say that? Because you were predictably programmed.
Oh, yeah, right. So, yeah, I read Mein Kampf. That's how I'm programmed. Did you know that Hitler was anti-Christian?
Actually, he was not.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I appreciate your call. You told me what I needed to know. You actually haven't read books written by the top Nazis. You obviously don't know. I mean, I got to ask you, who's this? Who's that? I should have kept him on. I just can't do it. His argument that I shouldn't talk about us trying to stop this war and we're all doomed is Hitler was good. Hitler had a global domination plan and was a megalomaniac and wanted to expand living space for the Germans. It was all about his own people, and that was it. Well, where have I seen that before? That's the comparison to Netanyahu and genociding people, including Christians. So I'm here talking about real issues. And Nick Fuentes told the story about a month ago where he's talking on a show with Dan Bilzerian, who I should get back on. I'm not trying to be mean to Dan, but I don't think Dan's very historically informed. Let's say he's about a second grade level. And Nick's like, Hitler was anti-Christian and thought it should be banned. And Hitler thought that all the Slavs were subhuman. And once they took over the Slavic countries, they were going to exterminate them. And Dan Bilzerian goes, that's Jewish propaganda. And Nick goes, that's in Mein Kampf. And he goes, I don't believe the media. I don't know what to believe. What's Mein Kampf? It's the book written by Hitler in prison for the failed beer hall putsch in the late 20s called, in English, My Struggle. And I've read the book a couple times, and it says that. These low IQ anti-Semites literally don't know what Mein Kampf is. And there's all these fake Hitler speeches out there, supposedly translated. It's all garbage. So just because I'm against things Israel's doing doesn't mean I don't know about Adolf Hitler. So it's unbelievable. All right, thanks for the call. Who's up next here? Mike in New Mexico, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's hard to believe what's going on in the Middle East and how we've involved ourselves over the years. Just have a military arm out there and try and flex our muscles in the region and see how far we can go and how we can push around these countries that we invented in the first place after World War II and set them all up with their little kingdoms and fiefdoms. And it's just ridiculous. I agree with you. We got to do something to stop it.
I agree. And Trump was about getting out of the Middle East.
You know, and he says, oh, it won't get us into any more forever wars. You know, and I voted for him every time I had a chance. And now I regret it because he's turned his back on us. And some of my Democrat friends are going, see, we told you so. And you're going, well, you had to wait a long time to say that, didn't you? But, you know, he did a lot of good things for us. I'll give him that. But, you know, where he's led himself into this war is just scary. And I'm worried that he's going to blow this place up before I can enjoy it. I moved to the mountains. I bought myself Jeeps. I have 8 dogs for security and 1 acre of fenced-in land. You probably hear the dogs. But that's not the point. I'm going to lose it all. They're going to vaporize the Middle East. The next thing you know, it's going to go all over the world. And we're all.
Well, there's a chance of that, but killing the economy when we're on the verge of economic collapse because of the debt, that is a certainty if this continues. And look, the left all the time says, oh, Jones admits he was wrong. Trump was always bad. No, he wasn't. He was a different person in the first admin, in the first 6 months of this admin. Then he changed course. I'm proud I supported Trump. He did a lot of really good things. He was an active person disrupting the globalists. And then with the Epstein stuff and the rest of it, he went sideways. So the left is metastasized cancer. Trump is turning into cancer. That's why we bemoan it. That's why we get upset. I appreciate your call. So don't let your leftist friends that are for human trafficking and open borders and 2 + 2 = 5 and, you know, cut off our son's genitals and cut off our daughter's breast. Don't let them and their evil satanic ideology, just because our populist leader has gone back on some things or been compromised, don't let them lecture you like they're the good guys. Remember that while you got the Young Turks over here right about Israel on some issues, they got their little buddy Hassan Piker saying, kill all the whites. Remember that. And just remember who the left is all day long. But Trump's the president now. He can shut down the Russia war. He can shut down the Iran war. And with weapon shipments, he's starting to do that, definitely with Ukraine. And so I'm going to sit here and put pressure, and then callers are like, you're just basically naive. You're still believing in Trump. You heard the guy do it. I'm not naive. I'm sitting here saying we have public pressure. He's like, oh, Trump doesn't care about you. The Jews are all powerful. And well, there's other interests in that, too, and there's different interests in the Jewish groups. It's like a doom. He goes, nothing's going to fix this. But I go, oh, armed uprising? Well, nobody wants it, but yeah. Okay, pal. Well, you know, a defeatist that says we're all defeated, but, you know, but oh, we need violence. Like, you guys go out and do it. We can have a violent revolution once enough people are awake, but I don't even want to get to that point because it'll be messy. We can fix this intellectually and culturally and spiritually, and we are. But I talk about it to the listeners all the time, as you see it on X and other places, even Rumble, where I'll go, oh, Trump did this good thing. They just banned any federal funds for transgender surgeries. Ah, shut up. Stop covering up for Trump. I'm just reporting what's going on. Here's the good. Here's the bad. You can go look at what I said, see if it's true. Make your own decision. I'm just reporting news here. And so many conservatives or populists don't even want to talk about bad things the left's doing anymore because they say, oh, you're taking away from how bad Trump is. And so it is a form of Trump derangement syndrome. You don't want to be deranged about it. You want to be very clear about it and look at the big picture. All right, let's go to another call. Derek in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother. Good to talk to you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Great talking with you. I've spoken with you two other times, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I love the show. And I really like the direction you just – one of the things – you know, I had to rethink it, and I wrote it down just that you said something the other day that just really made me realize, you know, how much – I really appreciate that. I like the direction you're kind of moving in towards more of – you said something about, like, the elites, the Rothschild banking system – that they created all of these political ideologies that are here to basically create tyranny for all of us. And they're behind all of it. And I've been saying that now for like a couple of years. You know, I'm no expert. I'm a little retarded, that's for sure.
In some we all ways. Are.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we can only hold so much in our little brains. But, you know, I've been listening to a lot of like financial flow information lately and geopolitics. And I really feel like this is just, it's all staged. I just think that in some ways, yeah, hopefully this is like the signal that the off ramp for this conflict is going to happen soon, because I just see, I mean, you've said it. It's just so obvious. I think that we're going to be hitting some really bad financial times just based off of what's already happened.
Well, that's right. There's levels to this. You've got the Likudnik Zionist brand that wants to dominate the region to be the center of the world through their control of much of the U.S. foreign and domestic policy. But above that, you've got the British Empire, what's left of it, the whole globalist constellation, the Rothschilds, Larry Fink, that are so happy because it's hurting the world economy. They have unlimited fiat currency. They love this, just like COVID was used to throw a wet blanket on the general public's economy. And the elites doubled their wealth while the general public lost half its wealth during COVID. War is the new COVID. And this is the new attack on the general public by the big, you know, real-time, faster-than-light, you know, AI trading that's going on. We're seeing a vertical integration and consolidation of wealth and power while we're all sitting there watching Israel and Iran drag us into this war. Big picture, this is about consolidation of power.
Exactly. That's exactly the way I see it. And it's very unfortunate because I just don't, I mean, I think that we're really headed for some rough times. I'm trying to like get some assets at a good price, like some gold, maybe a little Bitcoin, who knows, but it's going to be a rough road. I really feel that.
Well, look at what Netanyahu has said and Smotrich and all of them. They said, you know, every 20 years, Israel needs to be in a big war to make us strong and unify us. Well, that means in Israel, it lets the military-industrial complex get more control there. It gets the people in line. Then there'll be a period of peace. It creates unity. But this is being artificially done, bringing in Hamas, funding them, standing down. Doesn't mean Hamas is good. They're terrible. But the point is that this is literally Netanyahu saying, this is the health of our state doing this, dragging us in, mind-controlling the people in Israel. You think the average person in Israel knows all this, like the average American knows this? They don't. That's why the bad guys want this show off the air, because I'm teaching people how the scam works, how the magic trick works. Thanks for the call. And this broadcast has been the number one English-speaking program in the world, not just news, but period before. 2016, 17, then the censorship, the control. We're still up in the top, you know, 10 daily of English-speaking, you know, shows in the world. We still reach tens of millions a day consistently. But we need to reach even more people. And we need all the smart people out there that watch to take clips you think are important, you know, little short clips, and put them out on Instagram, and put them out on Facebook, and put them out on X, and put them out on Rumble. You know, you're the ambassadors or guests we have on that says something great. And there's other great shows as well. Just keep doing everything you're doing and realize that when I'm up here, I'm telling you exactly what I really believe, exactly what I really stand for. And I don't expose bad groups and their leaders because I hate those people themselves. I hate where their leaders are taking us. And I really believe in humanity in general and judging people individually. So we're going to go to break. I've got rid of the guests today. We're going to come back with more of your calls. We'll put the number back on screen. The phones are loaded. But when you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in on geopolitics, on Trump, on where all this is going. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And I'm going to intersperse some other news as well. You know, 2 weeks ago, we saw 80,000 Muslims invade the Spanish-controlled areas of Morocco, and then a bunch of them didn't leave. Now more hit yesterday, the incredible, insane footage of this, the new footage that's on my list, coming up, and the new developments next hour as well, and so much more. But I do want to thank all of you that have financially supported us at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll get your amazing products at the same time. When I tell you Methylene Blue, our medical grade, will change your life, it is incredible and so good for you. When I tell you all the other products are amazing, they really are. All you got to do is say, hey, I think I'm going to support this. I think I like this information getting out. Let me see if this really works like he says. Newsflash, I only sell stuff that works. I want you to get it again and again. I don't want to sell you something one time and then it doesn't work and you get pissed off. It's all amazing. It's up to you to take action. What do you have to lose? We'll be right back.
New grape flavor, bovine colostrum gummies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, these are the best. Support your gut with these grape gummies. Get yours now.
The all-new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby.
The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Abe, I think this is my favorite Alex Jones shirt.
Dude, I totally agree.
Founding fathers on patrol. Washington and Lincoln rocking the latest Alex Jones shirt. Marching past America's monuments. Liberty is awake. Visit TheAlexJonesStore.com now.
دركة دركة محمد جهاد دركة دركة محمد جهاد
دركة محمد جهاد.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.